avoided.
Every month has delivered after the kind that God has ordained for it to deliver for you. But you might be on this altar this morning, and you are saying, I am yet awaiting the fulfillment of the promise that is given to me by God. There is a prayer you must pray this morning. I want you to lift up your voice. The word of the Lord said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man, they are not ordered by themselves. The one that ordered your step and my step is the Lord. And when he's talking about a good man, he's talking about those who are connected to the Most High God. The steps of a good man, the righteous man, a man that is not just good, but a man that has yoked himself with the Lord. Their steps, the Bible says, are directed and established by the Lord. And God is interested in their case. The word of the Lord says the steps of a good and a righteous man are ordered, directed by the Most High God. And he delights in his way and blesses his path. And how would God establish this counsel? In Psalm 37, verse 23 and 24, how would God direct the steps of a good man this month? It is by the word of the Lord. The good man allowed God to be in charge. The good man received divine charge from the Lord. The good man, the righteous, will be ready to be ordered, to be governed, to be directed and instructed by the word of the Lord, not by ourselves, not by our mind, because we have never passed through this way before. Beloved, so when God takes charge and is the one that is ordering our steps, we can be sure that even if anything happens along the journey, nothing evil is going to prevail over you, but you will prevail over anything that you meet in the journey, because God is with you. He ordered ourselves by his word. That is why the word of the Lord said, the word of the Lord is a light unto my path. And lamp unto my feet. and order our steps is by the word of the Lord, which means that God's word, hearing, understanding, and having the word of the Lord, it is critical in this month of December. Because the wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. So when God order your step and my step by his word this month, the power to accomplish what he had predetermined, preordained to make you and I to walk in a supernatural favor, to finish year 2015 strong, is available to us. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Ecclesiastes chapter number 8, verse 4. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He's interested in his ways. God wants to establish, as he directs the righteous, and God is interested to see that our ways, beloved, our pathways lead us to the divine plan and purpose of God. So I must not miss divine order. I must not miss divine direction. I must not miss in this month divine establishment that God has ordained for me. You are not to be missing divine direction of God. And in order not to miss it, it means that my heaven, your heaven needs to open to receive the word of the living God. That word of God becomes God's charge. That word of God becomes the authority of heaven. That word of God becomes what puts you in charge. That word of God becomes what puts you and I in control. That word of God becomes what will aid our decision making. That is the word of God that will make us to stand in dominion against anything that is against us. And that is the same word of God that will enable you and I to enforce everything to come in alignment and in obedience to the word of the living God. So you are going to open your mouth this morning, beloved. You and I, we are going to say to the Lord, my Father, as the womb of December opened up, order my steps by your word. Order my steps by your word. Let my word come. Let the divine word ordain for me in this month, locate me. Order my steps by your word. 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 Order my steps in la pios of the gustos the art. Is so prodigue custos. Is so pronte ege custososia. Is so pre angeke custosia. In la bontrus of the art. Endegeke custos. Is so pre andegeke custososia. Is so indegeke suate. Endegeke suate. Endege custoso. Is so prondege casuate. Endege custoso pondege libros arte. I had an opportunity yesterday to listen to speeches made by different presidents of nations. Those men, they demonstrated authority they showcased that they were in charge. Those men, they express level of knowing about the affairs of their nation. Those men, to certain extent, beloved, even when the United Nations is talking about how to ensure that different countries are aligned with the protection of the greens, green field in our land, beloved, every one of them has something to say. But I don't know, regardless of how intelligent they are, somebody, you and I, voted them into power. If they have not been voted in, their intelligence and their smartness, everything that they had would never have had expression. Some of them probably get on that presidential position of their country, and what they never know was they are beginning to find expression. They were given charge. And then they took charge and listened to President Obama. And he said, I am speaking sitting America as the largest country that, in terms of wealth, I was talking about their position in terms of what they have to make a decision on how to protect the greens and prevent global warming. Another one will come and say, we are number one in this, but we are number four in this. Another one will say that we are still developing country. And this is what we expect that the developed country has to do. They cannot make us to have the same, they cannot expect us to work in the same parameter under the same basis. I hear the Indian Prime Minister was saying that developed countries are to be giving them 100 million every year if you want us to deal with this global warming thing. Beloved, everyone was speaking according to the charges given to them by their country. They stood, even if they have stayed up all night to understand, even if somebody wrote it for them, they stood to express what they meant. I see various countries, I see even personalities that you will think the Russian, the various prime ministers doing various things, sending various things, meeting one finish, another meeting. They have to make decisions. They put them on the spot. Why, Russia? Why didn't you go out? Why were you not in Paris? Why didn't you observe the 1 minute silence? Why are you late? If the man laughed and he said something, he said about his technical arrangement, his responsibility, that even though I didn't show up at that particular place, we were the first to show condolence. If everybody was speaking, so charges is to be an expression. You are not taking charge and be placed in charge not to express something. And he said, after everything he said, it is like it doesn't, the question is irrelevant. 1 minute silence in the scale of what we're dealing with. We've given our condolences, but we don't. I could not make it to that place at that time for technical reasons. But there's a mutual understanding. They were expressing what it takes to be in charge. Beloved, this December, I don't know, is not a careless moment. It is a moment where you must know how to take charge. And beloved, you can only take charge if you have embraced God's charges. If you have received the charge of God, then you will take charge. And beloved, to receive that charge, he has to speak, beloved, so you are lifting up your voice this morning. Lord, let my heaven open up. Let your word come expressly to me this month on a daily basis and throughout the days of my life. Let your word come. Let your word come. Isaiah 61, 64, the word of the Lord said, rend the heavens, O God. Rend the heavens. Rend the heavens and come down. Let my word come. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let my word come. Isopias and Acustososie. Esoprusosia. Isopiande gekesuato. Ende gekesusia. Esoprande gekesuata. Isopiato dodo librusosie. Ende gekesuato. Ende gekesusia. Isoprande gekesuate. Ende gekesusia. Ende kabososiato. Ende gekelebrusosia. Isoprande gekesuate. Ende gekesuato. Ende gekekustososia. Isoprande gekustososia. Lord, open the heavens. Let my word come. Open the heavens, O God. Let my word come. Open the heavens, O God. Let my word come. Isoprande gekesuate. Ende gekesuziato. Ende gekustososia. Isoprusosiate. Ende gekesuato. Ende gekesuziato. Zoprondega kashta ziate. Isopriandogege libru sosie. Mekuato. Ende gekesuata. Ilabotroso. Istondega zatia. You are saying, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the heavens over my head must not be brass. In this month of December, let my word continually come. Let your word be heard in my spirit. Let your word be heard in my soul. Let your word be heard continually in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopiata gagosiate. Ende gekesusia asuato. Ende gekesusia zoprondega. Zopi andoli gekustososi eto. Ende gekesusia. Ezoprondi gekesuate. Enda bekuata. Lebe kesuato. Ende gekustososi ato. Ende gekesusia. Isoprande gekesuato. Ende gekuazosia. Apioto. Ende gekesusia. Ende gekustoso. Esopriande gekesiato. Entronoboso. Isopriande gekesuate. Ende gekesusiato. Ende gekelibrusosiato. Esopriande gekesuato. Ende gekekustososiata. Isoprande gekustososie. Isoprande gekesuate. Isoprande gekesuato. Isoprande gekesuate. Ende gekesusia. Isoprande gekustososia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. If you look at the prayer points that you've received for how to pray today, Tuesday the 1st, December 2015, I said taking charge of the month. That prayer session is for you and your family. It's different to anything that we will be doing every time you come 5 a.m. or 6 p.m., 5 to 7, and 6 p.m. in the evening. Beloved, and I want to warn us, don't say Pastor Ellie spent 3 hours, 5 hours on the line and you come just before the meeting finishes. Your steps must be ordered by the Lord. This morning I am still dealing with taking charge of the mob, but God gave me some prophetic insight and the amazing things about my experience in the last 24 hours is that God will make individuals to call me that God was speaking to me about. Individuals that are taking up their cases that I don't need to speak to them, but one way or the other, they just call. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the law. So you will see the 5 a.m. and the 6 a.m. will be dealing with secrets. And it's going to be dealing with issues. It will be solving problems, setting the captives free, breaking satanic strongholds. Beloved, ensuring that your portion is not denied you. Ensuring that, beloved, you locate what God has ordained for you. We started a fast today. The only thing that could make the heaven shut and prevent any individual from meeting with God in this month is how we come at this position before the Lord. And I believe that God is going to prepare us for this moment, and nobody will suffer a loss of anything in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God in Isaiah chapter number 58, help us to understand why we fast. What type of fasting is accepted before the Lord? If you are pregnant, you are on medication, you are not fasting, but you still need to pray. You might not fast your food, but beloved, you might fast your telly. You might fast. Beloved, something. Fast means that you do without something. In these 21 days, do without going to the movie center, do without the party for these 3 weeks. Do without, stay in your house and settle your issue with the Lord. Stay in your home in the presence of the Lord and say, let every recorded Father that I seek to know your will for me. This is our month of engaging the favor of God to finish strong. And in order to engage the favor, you have to receive the favor. God gives the favor any which way, but he promised that it surrounds the righteous with favor as with a shield. And this is that month where you begin to say, Lord, I am supposed to be surrounded with favor, with a shield, and might not enjoy favor. This is the month that you want to understand the mysteries and what is preventing you from enjoying either what was meant to be available to the righteous, and you have become weak, weary, discouraged, despaired, and troubled, and angry. So as we press into God, God, we unravel secrets. generation as the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me day by day and delight superficially to know my ways, as if they were in reality a nation that has done righteousness and has not abandoned the ordinance of their God. They were praying daily. They were seeking God. They were making sacrifices. But God said they were doing it, but they were not right with God. He said their activity was superficial. There was no depth. There was no sincerity. There was no truth in it. Why? Because they have abandoned the charge of God. They have ignored the commandments of God. They were not conforming to what God has spoken concerning them. People like that can say, what has gone wrong with me? Because if you cry day and night, there are professional people who are professional in fasting. They have become professional, beloved, in praying also. But man can see us as fasting if we are not conforming and not aligned. Heaven see us in a different light. So it will just be like noises where there is no result. But does it mean that God cannot answer? God is a prayer answering God. He has the power to make his good. Whatever he says he will do, that is what he does. It's not like man that should lie. Neither is it the son of man that should change his ways. Beloved, but yet the Ancient of Days spoke. He said the people are non-conforming. I want you to lift up your voice because they want an answer. They want a solution. If they had known areas of non-conformity with the Word of God, I want to believe that they would have dealt with it. If they were really clear about what went wrong, they would have fixed it. I want you to lift up your voice because you are said to God, God. In Isaiah 65, he said, I have not called the house of Jacob to seek me in vain. Those who seek me diligently, they shall be found of me. And you and I were going to say to the Most High God, my Father, deal with me by your divine mercy. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Those who diligently seek me, those who diligently seek me, consistent seekers, persistent seekers, seekers that were seeking God with deliberate attitude to locate the word, to locate the will of God, to understand the ways of God. Those who diligently seek me. He said, what you see in that scripture is that it is impossible to seek a God that you don't love. So the seeking of God will be superficial. It will be fake. It will be another one rather than the real seeking after the Most High God. It said, those who seek me diligently, they shall be found of me. So if one comes and burn the midnight oil and cry out unto God and there was no answer, then one needs to say to God, what is it? So he said, love must be the first motivational factor for seeking God in this season. Love for God, love for his word, love for his ways, love for the kingdom of God, love to see what God has in mind, not my own my mission. It says, say to them, Isaiah 58 again. Why would Proverbs say that I love those who love me and those who seek me shall find me? God is committed to covenant because he has not called us to serve him in vain. That's why when Elijah was fervently seeking God, he stayed upon that mount on the Lord and seek God. And he sought God, and God showed up. He said, I have not called you to seek me in vain. So none of us at the end of this month will be saying, what does it want? Everyone that comes to this commission, we have results. That is why you are going to lift up your voice. Lord, expose, reveal, unravel to me anything that might turn, that might cause my seeking. God, am I waiting on God in this month to become a vainful search, a vainful seeker? Lord, expose it to me. I must not seek you in vain. The aquas of the earth, and the gekusos, and the gekusos, the earth, and the blonde gesuate, and the gekusos, the earth, and the gekuas, and the gekuas, and the gekelebrus earth, Endege equata, endege, endege, gege, libris osie, endege cosiate, endege quaso, endege, gege, libris osia, endege cesuato, endege apioto, ondege cesuzato, endege custos osie, endege, gege, libris ote, endege, gege, libris osia. I must not labor in vain. I must not seek God in vain. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, my Father, show me anything in my life, anything around me that can turn my game for. 45. The word of the Lord says, thus saith the Lord, verse number 18, who created the heavens? He is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it and did not create it a waste place. He did not create anything that he made as a waste. He created heaven and earth, including you and I. Everything that is in it. It's not supposed to be a place of empty chaos. It's not supposed to be a place of no result. It's not supposed to be a place that is not habited. It is not supposed to be a place that is filled with doom and gloom. He said the one who created the heavens and the earth, he established it and did not create it a waste place, but formed it to be inhabited. He made it, he established it, so that somebody will live there, so that the things that God created can be ours in the earth that God created and in the heavens. Beloved, he said, I have not spoken in secret. He said, I am the Lord and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. He said, everything I created, they were not made, they were not created in vain. If he didn't create them in vain, he cannot ask you and I to seek him without having something that he has prepared and pre-planned for us. He said, I, the Lord, I speak righteousness, declaring things that are upright. It's the God that speaks the truth that will tell us all the things that we need to know to line up with his word. He does not bring us far to him to waste our time or to waste our life or to hinder us. He said, come unto me and I will answer you. But beloved, somebody might need to retrace their step this morning. You might need this morning to rededicate your life unto God. If there's been a going away from God, if you have deviated from the word of the Lord, beloved, this is a comeback now, so that you don't waste these 21 days of seeking God and you have results. God is mindful of us. He said, gather yourself and come, draw near together, you fugitives of the nations. They have no knowledge, who carry about their wooden idol and pray to a God who cannot save. For them, they were doing idolatry, which God is against. I want us to know that our heaven will be open if we rid ourselves of the things that are displeasing to God. And we come to God clean, beloved, and we yield our entire life into his hands. Isaiah 58. Only one prayer you're going to pray. Let me just read the scripture. This morning, when they have waited and called upon God, but they were ignorant of their own state, God said, they ask of me righteous judgment, they delight in the nearness of God. But God said, why have we fasted? and you do not see it? And why have we humbled ourselves and you do not notice? Hear this, O Israel, God's covenant people. On the day of your fast, when you should be grieving for your sins, you find something you desire to do, and you force your hired servants to work instead of stopping all work, as the law teaches. The fact is that you fast only for strife and brawling and to strike with the fist of wickedness. There was no repentance. They want to continue in their sin, and they assume that grace will continue to abound. Yes, grace is available, but when you continue, you say you are seeking God. You want to ensure that there is a turnaround, so that if this is the one time you will have ever done it, do it well. Beloved, let us lay aside every weight and everything that easily beset us. It says you do not fast as you do today to make your voice be heard. When there is strife, when there are things that are displeasing, the prayers are just noises and voices of men and not heard. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that our voice will be heard in the heavens this morning in Jesus' name. God begins to say, is this a fast such as this what I have chosen? A day for man to humble himself with sorrow in his soul? Is it only to bow down his head like a reed and to make sackcloth and ashes as a bed, pretending to have repentant heart, to have a repentant heart? Do you call this a feast and a day pleasing to the Lord? Rather, is this not the fast which I choose, to undo the bonds of wickedness? To tear down to pieces rods of the yoke. Stop all wickedness. To break the satanic yoke. To let the captives go free. To release the oppressed from their oppression. Beloved, is it not to divide your bread with the hungry, an expression of love for God's people as you love the Lord? When we love the people that we can see, we love God. When you share and demonstrate a generous heart to the people who cannot pay you back, it said, dividing your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house. Covering men's nakedness, helping them in their area of need. It said, when you see the naked, that you cover him and not to hide your face from your own flesh and blood. If there is suffering in your home, it said, deal with it. Don't pretend as if you do not see what is going on. Beloved, if there is issue in the church, deal with it. Don't ignore what is happening. Beloved, the Muslim understand this concept. And they are doing fasting, and they will say they are doing Sarah. And they were generous because they understand there are some things that are written in their book also. But beloved believers, God is telling us what we need in this season. Read your seven stuff. Let the spirit of love, it takes love to give. It takes love to reconcile with your brethren. It takes love to put away every strife, every argument. It takes a love in our heart to obey God and to rid ourselves. And if you offer yourself to assist the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom will become like the midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and I and satisfy your soul. And my soul in scorched and dry places and give strength to your bones, and you will be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose waters does not fail. And your people will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up and restore age old foundations of buildings that have been laid waste. You will become repairer of the bridge, restorer of the street with dwellings. There is so much reward and so much that God will accomplish in our lives this month, but we must understand the true meaning of what it takes to take appropriate charges that God gives to us and to be able to take charge. So the first charge is to get rid of the nonsense in my life. Beloved, I want you to know that the people themselves, they were experiencing injustice. They were having people do wickedly to them. Beloved, they were in chains. They were oppressed. And beloved, and they were oppressing other men. Beloved, they were not manifesting any love attitude to other people, but yet they were fasting, but yet they were calling, and nothing was shifting, nothing was shaking. And God said the only way it can be done is that don't deal with God as if he doesn't see what is going on. He saw everything. So they closed their heaven, and they didn't get answer. But God, by covenant, said, whenever you call me, I will answer. And that is why this morning you are going to say to God, this is the third time you are praying the same prayer. Lord, show me myself. Show me everything in me, everything about me, everything around me that I need to cut off as I seek you this month. So that, Lord, you will give me a divine visitation that my heaven will be open to have the benefits and the proceeds of seeking you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Is so broad, they get so hard, and the casus the
abronde gegege librus osia. It support us. Ende gegege librus ose. It support the gege suate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. And Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord, the Son of God, he knew no sin, but yet he became a sin for us, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because our natural righteousness cannot meet with the righteousness of God. So 2 Corinthians 5:21, and said he made him who knew no sin to be sin for on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, he settled the case when we cannot stand by ourselves. He became our intercessor before the Father, presenting his blood. And you are going to say this morning, because he eliminates the consequences of our sin, because he became a sin for us. He poured out his life unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bore our sin. He made intercession for us before the Father to say, Father, I have shed the blood, justify them by the blood that I shed on Calvary. Why don't you appropriately apply the blood of Jesus into your life this morning? And you say, Father, look on me with mercy. Let the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, Lord, intercede for me. Speak on my behalf before the Father this morning. It's a poton de gekusosia, zepru azosia, zeplenge gekustososia, esso prondege kustosiate, endege kustoso, esso intronoboso. Say to the Lord, let the blood of Jesus avail and prevail for me, my Father. Let the blood of Jesus avail, prevail for me. Avail, prevail for me. Avail, prevail for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the gekusosia, in la potruso, otiata, and the gekesuate. In the mighty name of Jesus. I understand that the people on the radio, you said the radio is off, but the radio is actually on. Please reboot, redial, refresh your page, and you should have the sound, because it's working and I can see it from here. Please check it again, and if it's still not on, let me know. And I'm going to quickly check to see that the radio is on. Beloved, we're still in that place of prayer about applying the blood of Jesus. You are going to say to the Lord, by the blood of Jesus, let my heaven be open. Thank you. It's working. By the blood of Jesus, my Father, let my heaven be open for a speedy and a quick answer from you this month. Let my heaven be open. Lord, let my word come. Let my chain take place. Lord, give me access to what you have ordained for me in this month. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is the piata gakustos the art, and the gakustos the art. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the heaven opened, the word of Jacob came. In Genesis chapter number 28, Jacob saw in a certain place, the heaven opened. He saw a ladder between the heaven and the earth. And when his heaven opened, God spoke, reiterated what he had spoken. Beloved, unto Abraham, unto Isaac his father. He enjoyed open heaven and his word came. Genesis chapter number 28, verses 12. He dreamt that there was a ladder stairway placed on the earth, and the top of it reached towards the heaven. And he saw the angels of God ascending and descending on it, going to and fro from heaven. And behold, the Lord stood above and around him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. I will give to you and to your descendants the land of promise on which you are lying. And your descendants shall be as countless as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and the east, and the north and the south, and all the families of the nations of the earth shall be blessed through you and your descendants. So when your heaven open, your word from God will come. And that is why we are saying this morning, my Father, open my heaven and let my word from God come. Let the word that will establish me in favor to finish this year, even strong, let it come, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of covenant came for prosperity, for fruitfulness, for protection, for preservation. Beloved, he woke up a changed person. You have said, Lord, give me divine revelation. In this month, let my word come. Let my word come. Isopia apioto. Le kukusosia apioto nogazo. You are speaking to the month of December, and you are saying, December, hear ye the word of the Lord. My dream life this month shall not be turned to nightmares. I must dream divine dreams of supernatural encounter with God, dreams of divine vision, dreams of divine instruction, dreams where God will instruct me in the way that I must go. Dreams of divine guidance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let my word come. Let my heaven open in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a pandegeli cruzozia. It's a prandege custozozia. It's a piatege zozia. It's a prandege custozo. Endege custoziata. Endege. Mekuata gasosie, isoprunde gekesuata, ilobakusto sosie, endege kosiato, endege gegege libru sosia, isopiata, endege kesosia, endege gekusto sosie, endege kusto sosia, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, when his word came, what belonged to God, God gave it to him. What belonged to God was what God said, I will give to you. And God did. Because the heaven opened, he saw the angelic host of God, the angels of God, the ministry spirit that God has assigned to minister to us who are heirs of salvation. That is why the Most High God said, you have not passed through this way before. he said in Exodus 23:20, he said, I am sending my angel before your face, before you, to lead you in the way, to take you to the place that I have ordained for you. He didn't know the house of Laban. He set out without a map, just go to Laban's house. He was told by his father. He was assisted by the angelic host of God to work together with him to bring him to the place that God has ordained for him. They were working. God was working with him. He didn't leave that place empty. Beloved, because his word of charge came. His word for him to have the inheritance of his fathers. The word that can bring him into the exceeding great promise fulfillment that God has stated unto Abraham, unto Isaac. It's what came that establishes protection. It's what came that preserved his life. It's what came that gave him a reward in the house of Laban. What is your own word? Beloved, the word came for direction. Beloved, he had what he needed to have, and it was governed on how to direct his own affairs, because his word came. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, as you bring me every day on this altar, your word, Lord, guide me on how to direct the affairs of my life. Lord, lead me in the way that I should go, that I may not depart from it.
God directed him.
before, it was not utterly cast down. That's why our open Psalm 37, the word of the Lord said, the steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his ways and blesses his path. When he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. He shall not be utterly thrown down. The word of the Lord said, why? Because the Lord is the one who holds his hand and sustains him. When you have the word of the king, I think Ecclesiastes chapter number 8 verse 4, wherever the word of the king is, there is power there. So it will garrison us. It will hold us together. It will help us. Even when we fall, we cannot be utterly cast down. Therefore, you are saying to the Lord, my Father, as you bring me your word in this month, Lord, hold me. Hold my hands by your divine power, by the covenant of your favor. Answer for me. Do not let me be utterly cast down. The kiagosi ike kwata ilopioto and the gegelibrusosia. Beloved, when Laban thought he has cheated him, beloved, a man that has had a word from God can say, rejoice not over me, my enemy. Rejoice not over me, my enemy. Even when I fall, I will yet arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Micah chapter number 7, verse 8. When he looked as if he had a miss, beloved, he didn't pick it up. How can you take a woman, sleep with a woman in the night? Oh, they sure dwell. They had a party. In their traditional tradition, they cover the faces. But when you get that woman to the room, won't you see who you are with? It must be under an influence of some drinking. Because a party has just been celebrated and he didn't know. His mistake did not ground him. God still gave him another chance. For some on this altar this morning, you have made clear-cut mistakes at some point this year. But I want you to know that in this month of divine favor to finish strong, even your mistakes must be converted to a miracle, that you will say, Lord, I made a mistake. God said, I will be with you. I will ensure that you return. God held him with his divine hand of power. He gave him the riches that he went in there for. Beloved, when Laban went to him to go empty-handed, God ensured that he had a reward. Beloved, even his mistake, God turned things around for him. In the house of an hostile man, he was still having results. I want you to say, Lord, I have returned to you this month. Lord, in any way that the consequences of my disobedience and my mistakes have brought me into the pain, into the trouble, into the issues that I'm confronted or that is confronting me. Oh God, my Father, show me mercy. Turn my mistake to miracle. Turn my mistake to miracle. Turn my mistake to miracle. Visit me by your divine hand of favor. Visit me by your divine hand of power. Visit me by your divine hand of mercy. Let even the wrong choices that I have made, Lord, let it be converted, Lord, to a testimony, Lord, by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, you are going to say to the Lord, in this month, Lord, every area where I have fallen, every area that God will have us take in receiving his divine charge this morning. Beloved, that you take charge over your affairs. Because in the next few minutes, I think probably I'm only having the right time to take maybe two cases this morning. Beloved, we saw that the word of God was backed up by God who gave the word to him. Even his mess was converted to message. Never wants to take advantage of his naivety. But God arose for his defense and for his justification. And this is why you are on this altar. He said, is this not a fast that I have chosen to undo the oppression of the wickedness, to break the yoke of the enemy, to allow the oppressed to be released and go free? And that is why you are going to lift up your voice. You are saying to the Lord, I decree, my Father, by the covenant of your mercy, Lord, in this month, let every area of my life that I suffer in the hand of the oppressor, that I've been arrested under satanic yoke, Lord, let it be visited for my deliverance. Let it be visited for my deliverance. Let it be visited for my deliverance. Let it be visited for my deliverance this morning. Let it be visited for my deliverance. Lord, let it be visited for my deliverance in my favor. Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, is in the heart. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Genesis 1, 26 to 27. We saw in that scripture that the word of the Lord made man according to his own image. He made them to reflect the nature of God. Beloved, he made them in his likeness, and not physical, but a spiritual personality that has moral likeness. Beloved, and God gave them dominion. And the word dominion over everything that was created is called, he gave them complete authority over everything that was created. And then in verse 27, he now made man in his own image, in the image and likeness of God. He created him male and female. He created them. And when you come to understand what God just did to the man that he created, beloved, God gave them the power to give charge he gave them charge and he gave them the right to also disburse charge. He gave them power to make decisions. He gave them power to enforce conformity to any word that they spoke, because they are operating as God. Because everything that God has demonstrated before man was created, the sovereignty of God, the mastery of God over everything, God operates as one that was in charge. And he's still in charge today. And that was what he gave to Adam, beloved, that he created. And that is what he gave to the man that was created. And when he gave them charge, he expected them to take charge. And that is why you and I will see in the book of Genesis, again in chapter number 2. In Genesis chapter number number two, you can read it at your time from verses 15 to verse 20. He put them in a platform where they are to exercise the charge that he gave them, where they were to rule and make decisions, where they have to take mastery over what was created. The law took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to walk the ground, to care for it. And he told them, you are free. These are the parameters. These are the conditions. You are free to eat from any tree of the garden, but do not eat from the tree of learning of good and bad. For the day you eat of it, you will surely die. Beloved, we know what happened in Genesis chapter number 3, but we have taken care of that even as we have lined up with God this morning. Beloved, the first exercise when he was in charge, when Adam was in charge, even God presented everything that was meant to dominate unto him. And he said, out of the ground, the Lord God made every animal of the field and every bird of the sky. He brought them. God was not acting without man. He brought them to the man to find out what he will call them. When God gives you a charge and you obey the charges of God, beloved, God begins to get you involved in heaven's decision. Whatever heaven's decision is, it is what you enforce on earth. Jesus said, of my own I do nothing, but what I see my Father do, that is what I do. So there is an access, an understanding that was imbued on the inside of him that God said, I want to partner with you. What do you want to call this thing? And beloved, the man that took the charge of God, received the charge of God, was able to give charge and speak unto everything that was created, and they obeyed him. He said, you will be called a bird, a cattle. You will be called everything. Don't you forget, God knew. God created them. But Adam gave names. He spoke. And the charge that he gave, beloved, everything answered to what he said. Beloved, even when God has to make something on his own body, God still make the man that he created, that has received the charge of God, to be in charge and say, this is what it's going to be. So what am I saying this morning? It is completely important. As you exercise the charge today, everything that you call it, it will answer for you. Beloved, because there are certain things that took place that I'm going to address on this altar this morning. God said, when you receive the charge of God, the commandment of God, the instruction of God, you can take charge. And everything will answer to you. That is why the book of Psalms 18:44, it said, as soon as they hear my voice, they submit themselves unto me, and strangers fade away from their close places. There is something the Lord showed me in this scripture. Beloved, he called the names of the things, and they answer. But beloved, they answer to whatever he called. But the serpent that came in chapter number 3 of Genesis, he put their God. Beloved, and you might say, for it was Eve that was deceived. Beloved, when the charge was given, Eve was inside of Adam. So it is completely impossible. She was created from the man that was given charge. So she knows about the charge, not ignorance. Beloved, many of ministers, and we have misinterpreted this word of the Lord and said that it was Adam that was careless. Where was he when his wife was engaged by the serpent? He was inside of him when the charge was given. But beloved, but at the time when the serpent engaged that woman, they have lost focus from the charges that they were given. I want you to lift up your voice. And you are saying to the Lord this morning, my Father, keep my eyes on your divine charge, your divine commandment, that I will not lose my place in destiny, and I will not lose the opportunity to be favored in this month of December, in the name of Jesus. Keep my eyes focused on your divine charge. Keep my heart fixed on your divine word, that I will not lose my ability to be in charge, the equator house of the earth, and enjoy divine favor. Enjoy divine favor in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the Gekesi heart, and through the heart on the Gekustos heart, and the Gekesuat, in the mighty name of Jesus. God said, I gave you charge over everything, but they didn't take charge over the snake. They didn't take charge over the serpent. They didn't take charge over the subtle enemy, the deceitful enemy. They did not take charge over that devil. And therefore, he took charge. The word of the Lord says, submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Beloved, so God, one of the key important places that you are going to have to take charge this month is, beloved, you are going to fight and resist the devil. You are going to enforce obedience to every word of God that he gives to you. You are going to deny Satan of cheating you out in this year. You are going to hinder every assignment. You have disallowed every assignment of the devil concerning you. Listen. They made mistake. They didn't deal with the enemy that rose up. But yet, God told Joshua, in Joshua chapter number 1, you can read it at your own time. Joshua chapter number 1, the Lord told Joshua, he said to him, I will make you successful. You will have good success. I will be with you wherever you go, wherever the soles of your feet will step, you will possess it as your possession. God will say unto a Joshua, from verse number 5, he said, what I have promised to give unto your fathers through Moses, I will make sure that you will give it you. I will do it through you. He said, but your eyes must be on the divine charge to obey it. Your eyes must be fixed on the divine commandment. Do not deviate from it. There will be things going on along the line, but stay focused on the word of God. He said, then all will be well with he was getting it. Beloved, the only time that he failed was when God, he didn't take advice from God, he took from man. He didn't know that the enemy has in the life of his brother Achan, his cousin, as Eden has displeased God, and the other men, those who it was serving him, told him, just take a few people to Ai, a small city. He had forgotten that when he was to cross Jordan, the Lord came to him in Joshua chapter number 3. And instructed him. So in the beginning he said, he and all the people of Israel left Shittim and came to Jordan. And they stayed there before they crossed. Before they crossed the river. And it happened at the end of the 3 days that the officers went throughout the camp and they commanded the people, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priest, then you shall set out from where you are and follow it. However, there shall be a distance between you and it for about 2,000 cubits, 3,000 feet by measurement. Do not come near it, so that you may be able to see the ark and know the way you are to go, for you have not passed this way before. As for him and for them, none of them has journeyed that journey before. The December, beloved, open up to all of us, both the priests and the people. Beloved, both those who are on the pulpit and in the pew have never passed through this way before. So our dependency is to remain under divine charge and to focus so that we can be in charge. And we can be sensitive when we are led by the Spirit of God. We will not be led by affliction. Every time Joshua hears God and does what he says, beloved, there is success. There is victory. The water of Jordan dried up. Because wherever the word of instruction of God is the power of God. That is the ark of confidence. And they were not familiar with it. They got results. And beloved, Jesus said something to you and I in Matthew chapter number 16. For those who have connected with him. Beloved, who knew that it's Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. He said to us, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And what did the Lord say? In verse number 17. Simon, son of Jonah, you are happy because you did not learn from man. My Father in heaven has shown you this. In the same way that the Lord appeared to Jacob, he appeared to Joshua. In the same way, there was a divine knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And therefore, Peter, he said, on this revelation of what you know about my divine person, the Lord said, I will build my church and the powers of hell will not be able to have power over my church. So I realized that God is aware that there were powers. But he said, as long as we have the divine revelation, we can take charge because he will build his church and the gates of hell. The powers of the enemy will not be able to overcome us or prevail over our lives. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of and you declare to be improper and unlawful, on earth will have already been bound in heaven, and whatever you lose, you permit and declare lawful, on earth will already be loosed in heaven. God was showing off. There is a need to disallow certain things in order to enforce obedience of those things to the word of the living God. God manifested that charge. He forbid darkness and command the release of light to come forth. So you will see in this month, as we are finishing strong by the divine favor of God, we are going to be taking charge over things that, beloved, they have found themselves messing things up and doing various things. Jesus himself, he manifested the grace at his baptism. Heaven was open. God confirmed him as the Son of God. And look, the next step is that he has to take charge and deal with the devil. If the Bible says he was led by the Spirit of the Lord into wilderness, and the devil came and tempted him, he took charge. He did not give charge to the devil. And therefore, the devil left him. He prevailed over the devil and remains in charge. And in returning, the power of the Holy Spirit begins to do wonders. That was showing us an example of being in charge. So you cannot say this month you are in charge and then you are a crying baby. He gave us charge, because there is a devil to fight, and there is a victory to win, and there is, beloved, there is achievement to come into, that this year ends up, beloved, in the right way concerning each and every one of us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So you see that in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 5 to 10, when they were asking Jesus Christ, but when is he going to return? Is restored by the kingdom unto Israel? Beloved, in God was helping them to know that you must be in charge. But for you to be in charge, you need to be empowered. And you know that he empowered them. And in Acts chapter number 2, you see the way that Peter begins to take charge from that day. He disallowed weaknesses in the food and enforced the divine quickening by the Spirit of the Lord, and the man at the beautiful gate of the temple became free. He spoke and things were happening. People were getting born again. 3,000 people were added to the church. We've gone through a lot in last month. But it is so important that this month you don't become timid, you don't become weak, you don't become weary, but you are ready to stand your ground and to gain at the expense of your adversary in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. We saw in that chapter of the Bible that David was anointed. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. But beloved, there was a battle that he must fight. Before he was anointed, he had dealt with tiny little things like the bear and the lion. But he was confident that he didn't do it himself. He knew that it was God that was there. When he faced in the next season, after the oil had touched his life and the Spirit of the Lord was on him, beloved, he triumphed over the Goliath because God took hold of his hand to select the appropriate stone that bring the head of his Goliath down. Therefore, to finish the year strong, you must be prepared to have an attitude that says, God has ordained it for me. I am ready to battle and to war against any power that wants me to finish this year in a sick state, in a broken state, in a weakly state, in a troubled state, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, as we release his charge, and as we execute this charge, he said, he will be with us, and is with us to give us victory over the adversary. Is with us to give us our divine possession, that which he has ordained for us. And you want to lift up your voice this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to say to the Lord, I embrace the divine charge to take charge this month of December in every platform of oppression that you have given to me. I receive, I obtain, I receive divine charge that I may take charge of everything that you have ordained and prepared for me for this year, 2015, to finish for me on a good note, on a joyous note, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is upon the Gekesuas and the Gekesusia, Zaprande, Li Aquata Gagosiat, and the Gekesusia, Zaprande Gekesuato, and the Gekusosia, is Soprande Gekustososia, is Soprande Gekesiat, Illa Bocososiate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. I have 12 minutes. And beloved, only one case I want to deal with, which cannot wait until evening when we return. Because some of you might be taking the call on the train or in the bus, and you are praying gently. But beloved, I want you to pray with all of your heart this morning. I want you to say, any demonic arrow assigned to introduce infirmity or to make a sick body to be unhealed in the life of any prevailers in this month, I command that arrow of darkness backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, by fire body that makes your body not to be working according to perfection. He said, he made you beautifully and wonderfully. There was no functioning that is contrary in your body that was created by God. I want you to know, God promised me in this month, anyone that the enemy thought that they have arrested, God is setting them free in this month in the name of Jesus. But specifically, I'm dealing with cancer this morning. I don't care what cancer of any type, but there was a cancer that was sponsored by evil arrow. And beloved, and God said that arrow is coming out, because as far as heaven is concerned, it is already out. So you are taking charge by the word of the Lord. Executa apioto. You are commanding every arrow of cancer in any prevalent body, jump out and by fire on your center. Jump out by fire on your center. Jump out by fire on your center. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, cancer of the bowel, cancer of the blood, cancer, called leukemia of any type, cancer in the kidney or in the liver, cancer of the spinal cord, tumor in the brain. I command you to jump out by fire on your center today. Jump out by fire on your center. Jump out by fire, jump out fire on your center. Jump out by fire on your center. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. As the Lord begins to speak to me, because I don't know the face, and this is what the Lord showed to me about the house of the personality, it's not Africa. In this house that God is visiting for deliverance, there is a fireplace in that house, and that fireplace was not used. You know, the old type of fireplace that they built. As the Lord begins to tell me to look at that fireplace, I saw the oppression in that house. Two entities like gods coming out of that place, and I'm asking the Lord, it spoke to me and helped me to understand that that house that has harbored trouble, that house that has harbored affliction, and beloved, God said, I saw those things come out from that place. Therefore, every house of the prevalence, houses that you move into and your problem began, offices that you enter, that your trouble began, places that you connected with other men, and beloved, you had trouble that refused to go away. I want you to say, Lord, whether it is in my house, in my office, can literally talk. Demonic thing that is of the same gender, of the same type, that has troubled your life and your destiny. It is now time for them to get a bye-bye, die. In the mighty name of Jesus. But you are saying this morning, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Every joint and assigned to remain the troubler of my Israel. The Lord is against you. Die. And joining hands. Network of satanic agreement, covenant, personalities, and powers assigned to make affliction to continue in the life of any prevailer. In the mighty name of Jesus, your time is up. Die, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. If you wonder, what is she saying? Beloved, there were what God says, there cannot be an exchange. There cannot be an illegal transfer. Virtues cannot be taken, and glory cannot be stolen. If they have dealt with it where you do not know, you are recovering back your glory. You are recovering back your virtue. You are saying, this morning, everything that I have lost to stealer of glory and robbers of virtue, by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your recovery in my favor at the expense of the wicked. I command the recovery in my favor at the expense of the wicked, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, so that you can pray to get your stuff back. One is very tall and one is very short. If one is taller than the other, I'm speaking parable, because I'm not given to go beyond what I am saying. Everybody needs to pray this prayer well, but I believe that God wants to deal with the situation this morning. Beloved, everyone is unique, and God has prepared and pre-planned to see certain events taking place in the life of everybody. But then, if you take what is not yours, it is illegal, because it's not part of what is going to make you to function. And if you allow other people to take your portion, you deny yourself of your privileges. And that is why you must pray this prayer. You are saying, every area in any place that a decision has been made to take my portion and give it to another, be located by thunder and by fire, that decision I forbid you. You will not hold. 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 It's a piece of the heart. Endega Endege che sosia, ondega apioto, ondege che libru sosia, endege che sosia, aprondege quaso, e supioso gosiato, e supondege che siato, endege saate, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice, because you are not going to get a slim result. Even Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I see before me right now two packages. Two different size of packages. Beloved, which are a gift package. But it is your own portion. When they gave beloved Jacob a Leah, he said, that is not my portion. He waited to get his stuff. But I see that the hand of the Lord is going to get our stuff, that which belongs to us, and give it. The woman in Luke chapter number 18 refused to let go the unjust judge until she got what belongs to her. So there is something that belongs to you that you have waited for all through this year. It is this month you are getting it. Therefore, you are saying, my Father, by the covenant of your favor, I shall not be denied in this month. I take my portion prepared for me, Lord, that you have secured for me. Without fail, I take it. Without fail, from the hand of the unjust judge, from the hand of the unjust man, from the hand of the wicked, that holds my portion, ransom, that held what belongs to me, even at ransom, today, let it become fire in your hand. Release it in a hurry. 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 Oluwabamigbae Tommy said to the Lord, by your mercy, get my portion for me. By your mercy, retrieve my portion for me. By your mercy, secure my portion for me. By your mercy, secure my portion for me. Osa piata gazosia. Endege kesuasa. Isopri andoke kwasa. Ila petru zosiate. Isopiata gazoso. Ila bakroso. Endege kesuasa. My portion in destiny. My portion in ministry. My portion in my career. My portion in the work of my answer. Secure it now. Secure it for me. Secure it for me. By the covenant of your mercy. Secure it for me. Usopianda gakoso. Sepriando gakasiate. Ende gakwaza. Isoponda asa. Father, secure my portion for me. With divine urgency. With divine urgency. Secure my portion for me. Lord, with divine urgency. Usokiata gakasa. Secure the portion of the prevailers in the marketplace, on the up front, the portion of the promotion, the portion of our prosperity, the portion of our favor. Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, let it be secured, our portion that is required as you gather for Caleb. You gave him his portion. Lord, let the portion of the prevailers be released unto us this morning in the hurry. Usapiata gasosia and gekusosia in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is why we are rounding up this session as you are saying to the Lord, Lord, I receive my portion by divine favor from the hand of men, from the hand of powers that has held it bound, that has hold onto it. I receive my portion today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I receive my portion. I receive my portion. I receive my portion. I receive my portion. I shall not be denied. I receive my portion. I shall not be denied. In la ponte gelique quaso, si intrano gosi ato, esto beligro si ato, isto la bronde che suate, ende che suato lo bronde che custo si ate, in the lobo si ate. I receive my portion with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, you want to commit your days into the hand of the Lord? As we wait upon the Lord, our strength shall be renewed like that of an eagle. Nobody is permitted to be sick. Nobody is permitted to be weak. Nobody is permitted to be distracted, disturbed. Everywhere you go today, favor answer for you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that you prevail over. We prevail over every natural appetite. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command the release of the spiritual capacity of God to be able to wait upon him. I command the release of the divine grace of God to wait upon the Lord and for our strength to be renewed in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I thank you that even from now, you already begin to do the work. You already begin to do the work. You already begin to do the work. Lord, we receive the doings of the Lord as we have embraced your divine charge. Therefore, we take charge against the wicked, but we take charge to enforce the victory of Calvary, to enforce the release of divine strength of God in our mortal body. We take charge to see the answers and to receive even what God has prepared and preordained for us. Without fail, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I decree and declare as this week is open up, this month is open up, the lines of God will fall unto us in pleasant places. We'll have a goodly heritage, and no good thing shall be withholden from us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore, I command the favor of God able to surround us wherever we turn. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be our peace. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare freedom this month, release of grace, release of wisdom, release of divine empowerment to be, oh God, find expression in the life of any prevailers and every prevailers in Jesus' name. I command help from the sanctuary. Even this morning, I decree what has been delayed, what has been denied, begins to be brought back unto the prevailers in our hurry. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, everything set up to distract, everything set up to disturb, everything set up to hinder any prevailer this morning, it shall not take place, it shall not stand. Therefore, I speak to the womb of this month, deliver on today, today basis, according to the divine order of God, without anything being withheld, even from the righteous, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command this morning that your name, my name, our names shall be remembered for good, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every contention comes to an end, and I command breakthrough in every breakdown situation. I command the portion of the righteous to be released unto them without fail, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord will cause even his mighty hand to be laid upon the righteous this morning. The loins of kings will be unguarded, even for our sake, to open before us a double door, and our gate shall not be shut. It will make the hidden riches in secret places to become known unto us, and even the treasures of darkness shall become light, even before us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as we return even to the presence of the Lord at 6 p.m. tonight, I command great grace to be released, even to be able to press between the on and the altar, and to take a hold of what God has ordained and prepared for us to finish strong, to take the reward, to embrace our portion, and to take a hold of victory over every area of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Therefore, in every life where the arrows of darkness has been uprooted, let your life begin, the body begin to receive peace now in the mighty name of Jesus. For my peace I give unto you, not like the world giveth. Therefore, receive the peace of God in your mortal body now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. Every household represented as soaked in the blood of Jesus. Businesses and career represented are soaked in the blood of the Lamb of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody in this place, you have a manager. I can see this manager is a white man and he has a bald head. Bald head. His head is funny. Sorry, it's not funny. You know what I mean. Not too tall a man, but it's a white man. Everything that they have worked and they have used against you, that he has championed in disturbing you, today you see that he's disgraced and he's going to begin to see how to work things out in your favor in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord has started on this month with you, and therefore what God has started, it will complete in the name of Jesus. And there is a stubborn personality. If they refuse to let your case go, I see that person dry up. Any personality that refuse to let you go, that says that they will be stubborn, I see that suddenly they dried up. Therefore, I decree and declare it will be impossible for the wicked to hold on to your portion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But the redeemed of the Lord shall return back unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We shall obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to come back weak, come back stressed, or come back without results. Everyone that returns at the 6 p.m. will return with testimonies, because God has not called the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. Therefore, I give you thanks, my Father, unto you who have called me and sent me, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. My God, who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. My God, who is the one that I speak, and I speak his word through my mouth. You are the one that perform your word and execute your word that you have given me to declare. Therefore, I say thank you this morning, because you will do in every life represented and those connected to the Prevalence Church family worldwide. You will do great and mighty things, Lord, that exceed our imagination and expectation, but that will be to the glory and honor of your name, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for unraveling mysteries and for making known every hidden thing that we ought to know in order to work in your favor and see the fruits and the evidences even of the covenant of favor that makes us to have your reward and to finish well and finish strong in this year 2015. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, our God, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.